Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. The House of Representatives announced last night that they voted to sue President Obama for his abuse of executive authority. But the House of Representatives has no standing to sue the president. The courts say you must first have been harmed. But the House hasn't been harmed in any way, as this lawsuit is about Obamacare, and they are exempt. Second, the courts require you to do everything in your power to mitigate your damages. The House has done nothing to mitigate this situation. They have two very specific constitutional remedies, neither of which they have pursued. The Constitution grants Congress the sole power to legislate. When the president usurps that power, the House can simply refuse to fund his lawless mandate, as they alone hold the power of the purse. They have also been granted the power of impeachment, which they have not and will not use. So I'm not sure where this is going, but it sure does make for good theater. We also now have new information coming in from Texas and Arizona. More than 12 state and private militia groups are now actively patrolling the border. Volunteers are circulating through from all over the country, including groups such as the Three Percenters, Oath Keepers, Texas and Arizona state militia teams, and members of the Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, California, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, and Montana militias. This is the largest citizen militia operation since Bundy Ranch, and it appears to be growing. If you support their efforts to secure the American border and would like to help, donations of bottled water, Gatorade, packaged non-perishable foods such as granola bars, nuts, chips, or the like, can be made by sending an email to donations@freenebraska.org. And we will have the representative in your area contact you about pickup or drop-off locations for your items. And everything we're learning about the border is pointing to the fact that the American public has been kept in the dark. Now Wyoming Governor Matt Mead is under fire after a group discovered that illegals may be on their way to Wyoming. But as it turns out, Governor Mead signed a letter back in September of 2013 agreeing to terms of a refugee camp. As more details emerge on this issue, I will bring them to you. I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for a reality check. News you won't hear on the news.